USA Radio News.
There seems to be no end in sight to the partial government shutdown as House lawmakers don't plan on voting this week. Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy tells Fox News things are very quiet on Capitol Hill.
Not much has happened in Washington, as best I can tell. Ultimately, the president needs to sign a bill. Schumer needs to give 10 votes for it to pass in the Senate until they finish their deliberations. Hopefully, when Schumer decides that he agrees we need security on our Mexican-U.S. border, we'll be able to go back to work.
The Ohio Senate failed to override the veto of House Bill 258 by Governor John Kasich. That bill would ban abortion if there's a heartbeat detected. Kasich originally vetoed the bill, saying the state would likely lose any lawsuit challenging the bill. The roller coaster on Wall Street continues as the Dow at one point was down over 600 points, rallied though to close up 260 and end the day at 23,138. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
First-time jobless claims have hit rock bottom.
The number of workers filing first-time unemployment benefit claims fell to a 49-year low last week. The Labor Department reporting that 216,000 workers filed those first-time claims. Economists had forecast an increase to about 217,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Crews in New York City are getting ready for the celebration on New Year's Eve. Now, along with a lot of that planning, we're also starting to see an increased police presence in New York City. James O'Neill is a New York Police Department police commissioner. He tells Fox News, you need to always be on alert.
Pay attention to what's going on around you. You know, not just on New Year's Eve, but each and every day. Maybe take off your headphones, stop talking into your phone, look around you, and if you see something out there that doesn't look right, dial 911, flag down a cop, because everybody's got a responsibility here.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Many folks are reflecting on their 2018 year, their successes, and things they maybe need to improve on. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with motivational speaker and best-selling author John Gordon. He's author of a book titled The Power of a Positive Team, and I asked him what is the biggest thing folks can take away from their previous year.
Yeah, this is not Pollyanna positive. You want to learn from the past. So what did we not do right? What went wrong? How could we have been better? And then you want to then look forward. You don't want to look to the past too much, though. You don't want to be stuck in the past. You don't want to live in the past. You want to look and live forward and say, okay, how can I create this year to be my best year yet? So positive leaders and positive teams are always looking forward to creating a new vision, something new, something positive. So learn from the past, but now look forward and create the new.
Gordon also shares why serving is key when it comes to being a great leader.
Yes, I asked a coach, a principal, and a business leader. I said, when did you become a great team? They all said, when we served each other instead of ourselves. And so being a great leader, being a great team, really is about serving others. When you serve others, when you help others improve, what I have found is that you improve. When you help others get better, you get better. And I had to learn this at home as a parent. I was not always serving.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.